بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد calamities and hardships strike abundantly upon the anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam and those who come after them in rank. Sayyiduna Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he asked Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is afflicted with the severest calamities? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, firstly the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and then those that come after them in rank, and then those that come after them in rank. A person is tested according to the status of his righteousness. If he is a strong believer, he faces great trials, and if he is weak, he faces trials accordingly. These adversities strike him continuously until he becomes so cleansed from sin that he walks on the earth sinless. Note, it is established from the above hadith that calamities are blessings in disguise. So fortunate are those who are patient in adversity, for they walk on the surface of this earth without the burden of sins. Yes, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam are sinless, and their calamities are a means of raising their status in Jannah. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam related that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, when I test my servants by taking away his two beloved things, that is the eyes, he exercises sabr upon that, I grant him Jannah in return. Losing one's children, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that if three children of a Muslim passes away, he will never enter Jahannam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if two children of any person pass away, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will enter the person into Jannah because of them. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha asked, and what if only one child passes away? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if only one child passes away. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, patience is half of iman. May Allah ta'ala give us the realities. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.